Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Well, folks, my father came here from the hunger of a small farm in central Ireland. Despite the poverty, he loved the green fields and cows and the river Shannon and fish and ducks and geese and trees and birds. He immigrated for food and warmth. And so we kids would never know the cold and hunger of his early days. He worked in the New York City subways for 35 years, bought our small house near good schools. One cool late fall day when I was little, we stood on our front steps and heard honk, 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 and he pointed up, "Richie, look," and told me about the geese in his young Irish sky. He and our mom lived lean, banking every extra nickel, dime, and penny. As he lay dying, he read "The Little Engine That Could" into a tape recorder for my baby son soon to be. And he asked me to look after my sister Deirdre, born with Down syndrome, my aging mother, and the money they'd saved for the family. "Sure, Dad. Sure, sure." That was just shy of 30 years ago. My sister died 2 years ago. My mother died a year ago. And after a year of wills and courts and family discussions and forms and forms and forms and forms, a few days ago, I mailed the last form to send the remaining dollars their merry ways to the happy recipients. Then I bundled up and hopped on my bike for a long, long ride beside the Erie Canal, dug by all of our ancestors. Honk, honk, I looked up. Sure enough, honk, honk, my dad with some buddies giving me a flying ovation. Ovation, really. "You're welcome, Dad. Thank you for the chance for this long, hard, wonderful ride. And goodbye for now. I'm off for another ride." I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.